They're more than just what played between our favorite childhood Saturday morning cartoons. Drug public service announcements have been a part of your life and a part of your nightmares for decades. Join us as we count down five more drug PSAs that tried to scare the shit out of us, but didn't. Number five is straight up drugs. Yep, during the golden age of rap music, the Partnership for a Drug-Free America was capitalizing on the music genre with some of the scariest rhymes you've ever heard thrown down.
It ain't cool, you know what they say, so you got a 9mm in your face. It's a game you can't win, so don't try to play. Let's spread the word from New York to L.A.
The sad fact is that this video really delivers on the promise that a lot of young black males will go to jail for petty drug crimes and have their lives ruined by a harsh criminal justice system.
You want these fancy cars to flaunt your money? But then you go to jail like all the other drugs. Play up, straight up!
Number 4, Sonny and Cher the Pot.
If you become a pothead, you risk blowing the most important time of your life, your teenage.
If anyone is going to tell you not to do drugs, let it be Gold Jumpsuit Sonny Bono.
While you're up on grass, you may tell yourself only what you want to know, if you are lucky enough not to be on a bad trip.
This PSA is a part of a longer film that starts with police raiding a party full of hipsters smoking pot.
No one has the right to tell me what I can do with my own body.
They shout pretty convincing arguments in favor of legalizing the drug, and then Bono refutes them throughout the film. Maybe it's the future congressman's slurred speech or his bloodshot eyes. You never get the feeling that his heart is really in it, though.
Let's hear from those other teenagers who aren't smoking pot.
Number 3 is Dr. Drugs.
Scalpel? What if the joint were in somebody else's hand?
That's pretty scary, right?
Like your surgeon, your lawyer, or your local policeman. Would you still say marijuana is harmless?
I guess you should have thought twice about going to that free clinic surgeon where you can apparently freely smoke pot in the operating room.
Yeah!
Number 2, Preachy Karate Turtles.
I got some stuff you just gotta try. What is it? Pot. You know, marijuana.
We've all been offered weed like this, right? But did you ever ask yourself, what would the Ninja Turtles do?
What are you, chicken? Bop, 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 bop.
Joey's in a jam. What should he do?
Kate.
Get a teacher.
Excellent.
Get a pizza.
Get real.
Yep, when the Ninja Turtles are not fighting Shredder, they're not at all doing drugs. Not at all.
He's right, drug dealers are dorks. Don't even talk to him.
So when in doubt, take advice from the talking turtle ninjas who have addictive personalities and sound like your college roommate.
Cowabunga!
Number 1, the snake dealer.
You know who I am. I'm a snake. Dealing in weed, coke, crack, your choice. Take one hit and you'll do anything to cop more.
See, you can't see the drug dealer who's talking to you until...
Now, some folks will tell you that I'm dealing in poison. But hey, do I look like the kind of guy that would do that to a kid like you?
Yeah. He's a goddamn man with a snake head.
Yes!
Okay, good. Well, there you go. All 5. If you aren't high by now, post some links to more drug PSAs in the comments section below.